Then notice this, lie not one to another. Now, who is he talking about now? Believers? Because he says, seeing that ye put off the old man with his deeds, is it possible for a Christian to lie? Certainly is. And that doesn't mean you lose your salvation when you do. If it did, many of us would have lost ours a long time ago. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. And it also reveals that you don't reach the place of perfection, my friend, nor do you get rid of the old nature when you become a child of God, because you can still lie. And I believe that that's probably the first thing that a child does, is lie. I heard the story about the little boy. He came running in the house, and he says, "Mama, Mama, a lion just ran across our front lawn." And she says, "Willie, you know that was not a lion. That was a big dog that ran across." Says, "You go upstairs and confess to the Lord and tell him that you lied about that, that that was not a lion, but it was a big dog." So little Willie went upstairs, and he came down in a little while, and so his mama said to him, "Did you confess to the Lord?" And he says, "I did. Did you tell him that you lied about that dog? It was a lion. It was not a lion." And he said, "Yes, I did." But he says, "You know, the Lord said when he first saw him, he thought he was a lion too." May I say to you, that's the first thing we start out with. And that is something that is deep rooted in the human heart. And how many Christians today indulge in that? Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. Now, he says, and you put on the new man. Now, this is quite wonderful here. You take off one garment, and you put on a new garment and a new habit. And by the way, this is good psychology here. You and I, the old nature, controlled us so long, and we set up certain things called habits. And that's the reason that a garment's a good term here. It's a habit. That means that we do things a certain way, say certain things, because you and I are made up of a whole nervous system. I put my hand down on a red-hot stove, you see, and there goes through a set of neurons, axons, and dendrites, a message to the brain. It's switched over to the motor neurons, and a word goes down to the finger, and it says, "Say, you crazy fool, take your finger off that red-hot stove. You're getting burned." And you jerk it off. Of course, that happens quicker than you can tell it. You put your finger there in a minute. But that's what took place. Now, you have certain habits set up. Take off those habits and form new habits. And it's true psychologically that you can. And it's especially true because you have the Holy Spirit, my friend. Therefore, put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Now, this is quite wonderful. You put on the new man, and that new man is Christ. That's the church today. Renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And the church today is to represent him down here. And in that church of believers, there's neither Greek nor Jew. That was a religious division in that day. Circumcision nor uncircumcision. That's also a religious division, but also barbarian and Scythian. Now, believe me, barbarians were those that were not Greeks. They were those people that we call today the heathen. But the Scythian was the worst kind of a barbarian. Scythia is north of the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. And these people that lived there were probably the worst barbarians that have ever been on this earth. You talk about pagan, heathen, brutal, and mean. You know, they would take their enemies and scalp them, and then they would use the skull as a cup and take their blood and drink the blood of their victims out of the skull. I can't think of becoming more heathen than that, my friend. And did you know that Many of us today with a white skin that our ancestors came through that territory there, in fact, we're called Caucasians. You know why? Because that is the area out of which they came, barbarians. But even in that day, they were being led to Christ. Paul mentions that here. Believe me, the gospel, even in Paul's day, had reached out, and it had done a tremendous work in this area where the church of Colossae was, and already missionaries had gone north, and they'd gone beyond the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, and Scythians had been won for Jesus Christ in that day. But even as barbarian as they were, all brought in one body, we're now one in Christ, and Christ is all, and He's in all. You just can't have it any more wonderful than that, my friend. This is something that is beyond description. He labeled the things of the old man that were to be put off.